The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Vox Markets. I am John Heumann. Today I'm joined by Stefan Berringer, CEO of Myriad Advertising. How are you doing, Stefan?
Hi, very well. How are you, John?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good. You've been out in Cannes at the Cannes Lion Festival of Creativity, and I understand that there were lots of very interesting things going on there, specifically regarding the sort of melding of the worlds of advertising and technology and creativity. What happened? What was going on there?
Well, so first thing I'd like to say is that, you know, it was the first coming together again after many years, or, you know, 2 years of pandemic where there was no Cannes. So there was a lot of pent up energy, I should say, in terms of, you know, finally being together again, having great exchanges, you know, seminars and business meetings and all kind, and of course the awards. So very interesting situation. The fact aside that many people came in much later than planned because of the disruptions in terms of flights and connections. So it took some people I know 48 hours to get into Cannes. But that aside, it was a very energetic, session this time, a very energetic week. Many companies there again, many more companies are there in Cannes also. And that is a way for me to say that I felt that, you know, not only was pent up energy to finally meet again and carry on, but there's also a certain change going on in the industry. That's my feeling. And this goes back to the many changes that have been sort of accelerated through the pandemic, but also are more of systematic nature. And, you know, if we just think about the cookie, right? The cookie, which has been sort of the lead principle for ad tech and advertising or digital advertising, and now it's going to be depreciated starting with next year when, you know, Google will shut the third-party cookie off. New solutions are needed. You know, contextual advertising plays a role, but there's multiple solutions. Measurement plays a huge role in terms of how do we track nowadays sort of the effectiveness of advertising. So I've seen many, you know, players really sort of living up to this new challenge. And so there's all these conversations going on. And I think Ian Whittaker, I read something this morning, said Cannes was really also about not sort of closing deals, but initiating deals and conversations. And I totally agree with that statement. That's exactly my observation too. And there had been some, very important lead themes for sure. ESG, by the way, was a very, very important theme that carried through. But attention, for instance, as well. So the attention economics is a very important topic and subject. How do you measure it? How is it valued at all, etc.? So these are important pieces and aspects where we, if I just may say that selfishly, of course, as Myriad, we play a very important role, right? Because as you know, our ad format is able to grab attention, you know, beyond, above and beyond a traditional spot. And we reach people where normally the spot doesn't get to, and contextual is at the epicenter of what we do, right? So there were basically, you know, this was the can for us almost, selfishly speaking. So that was important. The other one is really sort of this general a sense of, you know, an industry in transformation. Of course, no surprise, lots of talk about the metaverse. On the one side, you know, the cynical part that say, yeah, whatever, you know, it's a big hype. And then the confusion around NFTs and what is the metaverse anyway. I think that's not quite how I see it. And then on the other side, more the positives, right? In terms of, yeah, we have to start investing into it. We have to start sort of building brand experiences, et cetera. And I think that's really important. I mean, everybody who has gone through Web 1.0, 2.0, et cetera, knows exactly that, you know, some developments are very repetitive. So it's cycles, and we will be going through the same cycles with the metaverse too, but it will come, right? So there's absolutely no doubt, and it's just a matter of how you get into it. Sorry for a very long answer, but obviously it's been a highly exciting and very, very, productive week. I mean, from our end, we had very, very important meetings in Cannes, so I'm very glad I went there.
Yes, and it sounds like a fantastic event. I mean, it's really interesting, you know, as you say, you know, the pandemic you know, really sort of brought about some significant changes to particularly the sort of content industry. You know, there was obviously a lot of time spent on Netflix and launches of streaming services. But, you know, I get the feeling that that industry, you know, it has reached a bit of a critical point where, you know, in terms of where it goes next. You know, and the same, of course, with the online advertising industry. You know, Facebook has or now Meta has obviously, you know, run into some difficulties in the online advertising market. You know, where do you, was there any sort of feeling that the industry's in a bit of trouble and it really needs to find its feet somehow?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say trouble, because obviously these are all industries that are extremely progressive, and you know, if there's a challenge, then the challenge is there to be overcome, so to say. But it goes back a little bit to what I was trying to express earlier in terms of fluidity, right? So you can see in the industry, and you touched on, you know, the streaming services, who of course, you know, during the pandemic have got this enormous boost, and now, you know, things are getting into a normalization. So now I dare to say we're seeing I shouldn't say the new normal, but basically things are establishing, you know, the dynamics are becoming more transparent, and everybody's starting to see where things are going, more or less. And it's very clear in the streaming space that, you know, you will have subscription, pure subscription models, you will have ad supported models, you will have, you know, fast channels, and these things are just becoming so much clearer, and it's becoming clear for the advertisers, but also for the supply side, where this is going, how ultimately the systems need to be connected. That being said, there's a consolidation still not finished, and there's, you know, many rumors in the market who's going to go together with whom moving forward of the big players. We'll not touch on rumors. We'll talk about that when it's real. Who cares about rumors? But really, there's dynamics in there. But in general, I say that there's a pretty clear perspective in terms of what is happening moving forward, including, you know, what Google's plans are and what Meta's plans are. And again, the metaverse, you know, is it's just written, more than written on the wall. It is happening, period. And it will deliver, you know, many new aspects to our industry in terms of many new opportunities. I've met a couple of companies who are building, you know, big hubs in terms of experiences, and that's where things will eventually happen in the future. And, you know, if it's in the metaverse of Meta or in other platforms to be seen, either way, they will all be interconnected. So a very fascinating situation we're currently in.
And I was interested to hear that you mentioned attention being a big focus of the event, because, you know, I don't find myself paying a lot of attention to the advertising that I see.
Yeah.
And when I hear that, you know, what some of the solutions to the sort of problems that some in the industry are facing is to potentially just bolt on an ad service, I kind of wonder if that's enough. I mean, are we, you know, do we need sort of new paradigms in advertising to kind of recapture the attention of people like myself?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, ultimately, you know, the industry has been evolving constantly. And as I said earlier, the whole area of measurement, you know, there's many new players, there's new techniques, et cetera, are coming to the industry. And so this is important. But then, of course, it's also important to understand what is it that you want to measure, right? And attention, just as a new value, or something that you have to pay attention to, because otherwise, you know, your metrics eventually will just get distorted or go left and right, is it has increasingly becoming become a very important, you know, pillar in measurement. That being said, not, you know, and I've spoken with many people, not everybody is buying into it yet, or to be seen, right? It's dynamic, but there's a huge consensus. Just this morning, I was then reading another thing, which is that I think all major holding companies in Australia have bought into sort of the attention measurement and are pulling this into their system. So there's clearly a trend, but it was a big trend in Cannes as well, for sure.
No, I would have thought attention was the obvious metric that the advertising industry needs people to buy into.
Yeah. No, but it's clear. Now you could argue, but you know, these things are just industry wide, and it takes some time until you establish a new norm, a new standard. But clearly, no, of course, you need to measure attention because of nowadays bombardment with, you know, I don't know how many thousands of ads we see every day, and you don't pay attention to every one of them, right? So now you can measure on the back end, you can measure outcomes, right? Did you have conversions or however you want to measure this, but attention as one sort of KPI that sits in between and might determine, you know, what the outcome is. So then you as an advertiser understand how you can optimize towards attention. That's clearly a very important new aspect that has come over the last 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely fascinating. And as you say, it's an industry that there's still somewhat in flux. I mean, it's a massive industry, but much change to come.
It's massive. I mean, and growing, right? So the predictions in terms of or the forecasts in terms of how the advertising markets will grow, generally speaking, is just staggering in terms of, you know, GroupM or Publicis. Everybody's releasing data that basically show that it's a very steep rise. Now, this investment, ultimately, it's all about growth. And, you know, I had the pleasure to listen to Mark Pritchard in a fireside chat, who was talking about growth and how creativity and technology ultimately enabling growth. And then, you know, in that context, it's just really important to understand for us as well that we are playing a very significant role here, because we are about attention. Just coming back to your question, right? We are about attention because our ad format happens in the content itself. So normally, because you're watching the content, you don't go to the fridge or you don't go to do something else. You're watching the content. So you're exposed to it. And because we place things in a contextually relevant manner, you know, you basically, the ad or the in-content insertion benefits from that power. And that is technologically enabled. So in a way, you know, what Mark Pritchard was saying is exactly what we're actually doing. So, yeah.
In the right place. You know, it's a huge and complicated industry. Thank you for helping us to get our heads around it. Pleasure. A little bit better. Thanks, Stefan.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.